First of all, morning everyone. It's audible at the back. Am I right? Perfect. So, hi, I'm Trishul. I work at Clix, a company called Clix, and I volunteer for Mozilla. And just a way to put it, I believe myself as a Clark Kent at Clix and Superman at Mozilla. So today I'll be talking about progressive web apps. How many of you know this term? That makes my task really, really easy, because the next slides I can just really skip that. So what is a PWA? It's a common ground between website and native app. It has discoverability of web and retention of an app. So how many of you know Alex Russell by any chance? Okay, so he's a guy who said they are just the website that took all the right vitamins. How many of you agree on this statement on with me? Okay, let's see the hand count and let's talk after this stuff. Why are we talking about PWA? It's installable. How many of you agree with that? Perfect. Works offline, faster load time. This is a crucial one. How many of you agree on this? They have faster load times. Cool. Push notifications. I know everyone is annoyed. How many of you are really annoyed by push notifications? Okay, we are on the same page then. All in all, an app-like experience via web. So a typical PWA looks like this. Whenever you visit a website, it gives you a notification like, hey, do you want to install this one? When you install, it gets an icon like that. If this is the icon, just in case. It's a simple app. Then it has a splash screen. And finally the app. So this is what a PWA looks like. How to create a PWA? A simple web app manifest. So the first part basically tells where the manifest is, and the second part what manifest is. It's just a JSON file which has kind of metadata about your app, like your name, short name, the color theme, the icon on the splash screen, something like that. And I believe like this is a common knowledge by now. How many of you know service workers? It's getting easier. So I believe service workers are building block of PWA. So it provides features like offline caching, push notifications. So the title of my talk is PWA on steroids, right? But this is all about PWA. The question is, where are the steroids? What are steroids? Any guesses? Anyone? I know it's early morning, 10 o'clock, so still. Here's the thing, like I'm just engaging so that I don't sleep. So anyone? Kind of. That's a right good. Anyone else? Multi-platform.
Native plugins like Cordova.
Sorry? Sync boost request. Okay. So, okay. Yeah, kind of.
Performance enhancement.
So this is really interesting because I got lots of new ideas now, because my idea was very, 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 very small, very, very narrow, and I just keep it to browser APIs. So the modern browser APIs gives the power to JavaScript to interact with the device features. This led JavaScript to go beyond the browser to make more app-like features. To start with, we have something called a speech synthesis. How many of you use this one? For those who have not used, let's try to use it, if my browser allows me. Okay. Oops, not this one. Oh, really, I should have put, come on. I don't know if it works. Mirroring has always been a pain. Where is it opening anyway? Really? I cannot see. I'm just typing like, hopefully it works. So let's say speech synthesis. Okay, so as simple as it's a normal text-to-speech engine, and so maybe my laptop needs a mic.
Good morning.
Or maybe how I said morning in the really morning.
Good morning.
That's how my morning sounds in the morning. I really wish it could be like something like this.
Good morning.
But you know how it works. So, looking at this, this is the line of code. These are the lines of code which I used to make that. Just look at the code for a while. That's the beauty of JavaScript, you know. Like, the developers have done enough work to expose an API which you can use for 5 lines, and you can generate an output like that, which I did. So the first thing, we have to get a speech synthesis object. And this is like kind of not mandatory. Like, this gives the voices from a browser, else it will default to whatever your language of your browser is. Then we create this speech synthesis is utterance, and we pass the text, the actual text which we type or which we read, kind of screen read or something. And these are the settings which I can do, which are not mandatory. And then all you have to do is